Now, it's been another busy week in US politics, which has pushed four first-term Democratic lawmakers into the spotlight. President Donald Trump said the left-wing congresswomen should, quote, go back and fix the crime-infested places from which they came. In particular, at a rally this week, Trump supporters chanted, send her back, while the president was speaking about Somali-born Ilhan Omar. The Telegraph's US correspondent, Harriet Alexander, joins us now. Harriet, can you remind us first, who are the squad, these four women?
So these are four Democrat congresswomen who were newly elected and are new in the House this year. They include people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is from New York, Rashida Tlaib, who is from Minnesota, and Ilhan Omar, who you mentioned. She is the only one of the four who was not actually born in the United States. They're all minorities, but Omar came over from Somalia as a refugee, as a child. And it all began on Saturday when Donald Trump tweeted, as you mentioned, that they should, if they don't like the U.S., if they're constantly criticizing it, then they should go back and fix the places they came from. And that set up a tremendous week of rows about racism and about the meaning of Trump's tweets, which he has actually admitted that he's enjoying.
And are the four women being supported by the wider Democratic Party?
They are. They really are indeed. It's quite interesting. There's a backstory to this because the four of them are very outspoken. They've really got a mastery of social media and they represent the left wing of the Democrat Party. But they have a huge following, especially among young people and among minorities. And a couple of weeks ago, they were accusing the House leadership of not listening to their concerns. And now the House leadership, the Democrats, they are very much championing the cause of these four. They tabled a bill in the House to describe Trump's tweets as racist, which was passed. So they really do have the support of the Democrat Party.
Now, the president's comments have been condemned from around the world, including from Ireland, even by Piers Morgan, a friend of Donald Trump. Is he in any way trying to wriggle out of this, or is he sticking with his line?
It's been a really, really interesting week in the US because I think it's remarkable how little condemnation there has been from Trump's own party. As you say, people around the world have been saying that this is absolutely outrageous and it's very dangerous to have these kind of comments. And yet the mainstream Republican Party has not condemned Trump for it. In fact, Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, he said that Trump was not at all racist and he refused to condemn it. And there's been murmurs among some of the more minor members of the Republican Party. But in general, the Republican Party is standing by Trump, which I think is a measure of how powerful he is.
And finally and briefly, Harriet, could this shooting down of an Iranian drone, could that be possibly a way to sort of divert attention from this story by President Trump?
Well, he certainly may hope so. I mean, he did mention yesterday that he was not happy with the chance of send her home, but he did let them roll for a full 13 seconds. So the drone is perhaps something that people within the White House will be very hopeful that it will change the narrative and move the story on. But I think it's also worth reminding ourselves that this is actually quite useful for Trump because he likes to portray the Democrats as really radical. Mm-hmm. And if he can focus Americans' mind on these four, on the squad, and their quite progressive ideas, then it really helps his own cause because he can say, look, they're extremists and you're better off with me.
Okay, Harriet Alexander, US correspondent with The Telegraph. We leave it there.